Women are making gains in the boardroom. 20% of boardroom seats across the country are now held by women, up from an average of 17.7% in 2018. The state of Florida lags slightly behind the national trend, with just 19% of boardroom seats held by women in companies belonging to the Russell 3000, an index of the largest publicly held U.S. companies. But the Tampa-St. Petersburg area is ahead, with 23% female representation on average. That's according to research from the nonprofit group 2020 Women on Boards. The Sarasota-based co-founder, Stephanie Sonnabend, says when women are in decision-making roles, they add value to companies.
In terms of return to shareholders, profitability, growth.
She says the organization is now advocating for equal representation on boards across the Russell 3000.
We're defining gender balance as having either an equal number or only one more man or woman on the board. Now we realize we've got a ways to go to achieve that goal.
Despite promising gains for women, about 10% of the biggest public companies in the country have no women on their boards. Sonnabend says many companies have managed to add women to their boards by adding seats for them, not taking away spots held by men.